So what did the new CDC guidelines on wearing masks mean for the restaurant industry? Well, it depends on who you ask. The CDC announced last week that fully vaccinated people no longer have to wear masks unless there are people falling all over them, say at a parade. The National Restaurant Association, which had been for a full mask requirement, says the CDC decision means it's now up to individual restaurants whether they want to keep it for fully vaccinated people. And today, we were all set to talk to James Beard award-winning food writer Corby Kummer, who is also director of the Aspen Institute's Food and Society Program, which recently put out a comprehensive report on safety in the industry with an A-list, including Chef Jose Andres, the James Beard Foundation, that aforementioned National Restaurant Association. So, Corby, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm sure it was a weekend filled with phone calls because part of your report, it's called Safety First, Protecting Workers and Diners as Restaurants Reopen, includes a pledge from diners, and number one on that list, wear a mask at all times except when eating. Now, the Restaurant Association is your partner in all of this, and they announced over the weekend they're going to leave it up to restaurants. So are you softening your position as well, you know, pulling back from that masks for everyone pledge?
Absolutely not. And, you know, I talked to my working partners, the most wonderful guy, Larry Lynch, at the Restaurant Association just this morning. It's up to businesses to decide how can we best protect our workers and our guests. And it's also up to the localities that are saying we still have a mask mandate. We don't have a mask mandate. You have to, as a small business owner, stay in the restrictions of your local health department. Those aren't all changing. And so restaurants, I spoke with Jose Andres' team. I've spoken with all of our working partners in Safety First. And everybody's feeling just the same. Until CDC or the federal government gives us a nationally verifiable way of being able to be sure that people who say they are fully vaccinated really are fully vaccinated, we're going to ask everybody to keep their masks on, especially workers in small kitchens.
Well, because you say that restaurants, I mean, what this has done is put restaurants in the position of being the vaccine police.
And nobody can be the vaccine police because there's nothing enforceable as far as an actual app. So different countries like Israel, the state of New York has contracted with IBM. It's Excelsior, an Excelsior app in which the state of New York is giving information on who has been vaccinated, providing it to this app. So you, the consumer, can sign up for that app. And then the restaurant, if it chooses, can say, hey, could you show us your Excelsior checkmark, both when you're making a reservation and when you're coming into the restaurants? That's state by state. There is no federal registry. It doesn't exist yet. There's going to be terrific resistance to having a federal registry. So for now, restaurants can't be in the business of saying, hey, honor pledge, you want to raise your hand again? Are you really vaccinated?
Right. Well, and so you are keeping, as part of this huge, very detailed report, the number one pledge from a diner, I will wear a mask so that my wait staff doesn't have to wonder whether or not, doesn't have to ask me. And it's also safety because we still don't know. There can be tiny transmission. But number two on this diner's code of conduct is be kind. We were already hearing about waitstaff completely exhausted from people who didn't want to wear masks and having to fight with them back when it was a full-blown requirement across the board in restaurants. Isn't that only going to get worse when people come in and say, hey, the president says I don't have to wear a mask. The Restaurant Association said, you know, it's up to the restaurant. I feel that I don't have to wear a mask. Isn't it going to get worse if it's not across the board?
I completely agree. There is going to be more attention with restaurants. So we went out to eat both Saturday and Sunday night to see what it was like for restaurants after these guidelines. And boy, was everybody in a mask, especially the workers and the servers. So our partners at One Fair Wage, which advocates for equal salary and equal treatment for all restaurant workers, had given us a wonderful script for our Safety First guidelines that strongly suggested that the host or anyone who seats the party of diners says, hey, could you put your mask on when the server comes? And when you get up, so that there was no conflict between the actual server of the table, no endangering of a tip, so there could be a wonderful, warm relationship. I think that what's going to happen now is the restaurant will set an example by saying, hey, all of our workers are continuing to wear masks. And one of Jose Andres's key insights as we were preparing these guidelines are there are no first and second class citizens if you've been vaccinated or unvaccinated. And now, with the new guidelines, it could make, for example, somebody who is immunocompromised and ineligible to get the vaccine but still wants to work at a restaurant will suddenly be stigmatized by wearing a mask as a server. And so it's just a case of equality and equity to make sure that all workers are wearing masks in what could still be a risky environment, a small indoor space with a lot of people without masks, which is why we spend so much time on ventilation in our new guidelines.
I want to talk about the ventilation because this report isn't just some random guide. There's pages and pages for every part of the restaurant, front of the house, back of the house, kitchen, things like assigning a workplace COVID coordinator, organizing workers into teams who work on alternate shifts and days, limiting certain areas to workers only, again, protect the workers, no deliveries, no visitors to those areas. But also the scientific findings, the latest on droplets, ventilation, transmission. Talk a little bit about the information for the restaurants.
Do you know what's so interesting is we spent months and months with weekly meetings. What's changing in the news about ventilation, about droplet transmission, aerosol transmission? What was constantly changing was the de-emphasis on surface sanitation. It sure is important for food safety. It will always be urgent for anybody handling your food to be super careful to wash her or his hands, including with gloves on, which are no magic cure. People get very lazy about washing hands when they have gloves on. That's different from COVID transmission. COVID transmission is aerosols and air. That will continue to be a problem, especially around bars. And I have to say what the servers in the restaurants we went to this weekend were most concerned about was bars and what the behavior is going to be like in bars as people have more alcohol, they're chatting, they're talking in loud voices. So
What could go wrong? I just want to get you to be specific here because you say not every restaurant can do an upgraded or a new HVAC system, but they can do things like open windows, doors, switch the direction of ceiling fans.
I would love to be specific about this because what we challenged ourselves to do was come up with some simple common sense steps that small businesses who have no money can't possibly change their HVAC systems can do. So if you have a ceiling fan, vent it upward because the very best and safest kind of ventilation is floor to ceiling, not blowing back air onto diners and not especially blowing it across diners. The way most dining room and, you know, your home air conditioner often air intake vents are on the wall. If there are tables near a wall intake vent, move the table or buy a plexiglass barrier that will divert the air from that. Kitchen ventilation, sort of ironically, is much safer for this because it's generally stove exhaust fans that vent straight up. So if anything that gets you straight up is best. Portable air purifying units they used to cost $75. Post-pandemic, there's been lots of inflation. They're $150, but they're still very affordable. If you can buy a bunch of these floor units that have HEPA filters, don't need any fancy gizmos like ultraviolet, germ irradiation, special filters, just HEPA. If you've got them on the floor, make sure that they vent upward the way all these units can be. They come vented sideways. You want it upward.
Okay, Corby Comer, award-winning, James Beard award-winning food writer, director of the Aspen Institute's Food and Society Program, and they have this intense, like, 75-page report. We'll link you up at herenow.org. But for now, Corby,
user-friendly.
Wear your mask when you go to a restaurant for the person who maybe can't get a shot, and just to not make them be the police of you. Corby Comer, thank you so much.
A delightful, Robin.